The current spoiler warning level is amber.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of amber. We're talking about a mobile suit from New Mobile Report Gundam Wing. We start off by talking about its main form, then we talk about its mid-season upgrade. We pivot to its variant from the Glory of the Losers adaptation, which is just the same story, of course, as main Gundam Wing, just adapted into a manga with some new designs. And then we give you a warning flagged, which is why this is amber and not some form of green, before we talk about its version from the Gundam Wing Endless Waltz movie. So if you're sticking with GTP, when you get a red alert, that is your opportunity to tap out. Please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to Mechanista NG, your home for all the talk you could ever want about the robots of Gundam. I'm Six Detmar.
And I'm Dylan.
Dylan, I have this this spreadsheet here.
Mm-hmm.
It has all my tax information on it.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh, no. No, I don't have that. That doesn't exist. I'm kidding. I'm just gonna roll. It's just a prank, bro.
Okay.
1d6.
What do we got? What
After
we got?
Colony.
After Colony. Cool.
1d20.
What do we got?
Reroll. There's only one item on here. We have to reroll.
Oh, right.
Well, that's not true. There are multiple because there's some Endless Waltz stuff, but that's just...
Reroll.
There are only 19 items on this list. The Sand Rock.
Oh, cool. The Sand Rock. Well, we'll definitely have time for a bonus episode today.
Wow. Hateful.
To be fair, even if I like the Sand Rock, I don't hate it. I will acknowledge, though, it doesn't have a ton to talk about.
The XXXG01SR Gundam Sand Rock, a.k.a. 04.
Yep, the Gundam 04. So the Sand Rock is, a Gundam in Gundam Wing, like I'm doing a book report again, but it is the one used by our good friend Catra Reberba Winner. It was, you know, one of the five Gundams developed by the Gundam scientists. So most of the other suits that are made by the Gundam scientists are all hyper-focused on something. You know, the heavy arms is covered in gun. The Wing the Wing Gundam is the Buster Rifle and the Transformation. And then, like, the Shenlong, you've got the punches and the flamethrower. Still a little, that one's a bit of a stretch, but, you know. And then the Death Scythe is, like, the actual, like, this is the cool melee one. And
well,
it's got stealth
like...
capabilities.
I feel like the way you break it down is like the Wing Gundam is shock and awe. Mm-hmm. The heavy arms is sustained conventional combat. The Shenlong is like a all arounder, basically.
Yeah.
And then the Death Scythe obviously is like stealth ops.
Stealth melee, yeah. And the thing is, right? And then you get the Sand Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what you're playing or what you're watching, the Sand Rock, it kind of does the all-rounder thing of, you know, the Shenlong, but worse, in a way. Not as, like, it... Now, some games have decided what the Sand Rock was meant to do is be defensive, which is dumb, because all of the Gundams are defensive in that. They are all unbreakable killing machines. Why you need an unbreakable killing machine that is even more unbreakable, I don't know. But sometimes the Sand Rock is seen as the more defensive one, you know. But the Sand Rock is, nevertheless, it's got a pretty... Okay, so let's look at it from a design perspective. You know, you look at the head, you've got a very tall mohawk on it, with a camera in it, of course. It's got nice double V-fin, you know, the ones with, you got the two smaller points, the two further out points. Pretty standard 90s, you got a lot of standard 90s Okawara going on here with, like, the face and the chin. You know, it's got head Vulcans, pretty standard, I want to say, overall for, like, the head shape, other than the head crest being pretty standout, and maybe the cheek, like, armor and stuff goes a little lower. And then you look at the torso, you've got, believe those are missiles in the collar there.
Well, apparently, only the TV version are they missiles.
Do know, I am talking only TV version, not the EW version, right?
Okay.
So, it's got the two missiles in the shoulder, so just one in each. You've got a really... So, a lot of Gundams in this era will usually have, like, a... They started this with G Gundam, they would have these, like, bright green cockpit areas. For whatever reason, the Sandrock gets a very small one. It gets, like, a little green dot in the middle. It's still, like, the shiny green, but just a small one in the middle. Your standard, you know, chest vents, you've got a red cockpit hatch below. Your standard torso segmenting. The shoulders are pretty cool. You get a nice, almost like, you get like a bird-like feel out of them, you know. They have the feathers, you know, which are like the armor that's popped out. You have little talons in the form of the yellow things on the front. But yeah, so you've got sort of a bird-looking setup going on with the shoulders, which is neat. Cool motif. As you go down, arms, nothing too special about the arms. You've just got white on the upper arm, black on the lower arm. You've got a really neat shield that also is evocative of another animal. You have a very snake-like shield, specifically a cobra, just because of the way it has those fangs sticking out, and given the whole desert theming, I'm assuming
it's got some, like, eyes on it, almost.
Yep. You hit the skirt armor, you got some pretty standard skirt armor, all things considered. I do like the gold trim on it, and then the legs, like a lot of the stuff from Gundam Wing, you've got very... There's not really a lot to write home about on the legs, you know. They got a vernier on the back. They've got your standard, you know, like, bend and everything. And pretty standard feet. You've got, I guess the main notable thing would be the ankle armor is sort of built into the leg itself, and it's pretty big going over the feet. And then you have some little thrusters in the feet.
If I can be critical of of this for a minute... Looking at this machine, I mean, like, if you compare it to other Gundams in this, you know, setting, the legs are not that much more... I mean, they are slightly more simple. There are a few fewer, like, vents than a lot of them, but not that much simplified. And if you're building a Gundam that's supposed to be operating in the desert, there are a lot of places for sand to get in there.
Yeah, that's also true, right? You would think that it would have, like... Kind of more...
Locked down.
Yeah, like more locked down legs or something. It's fine, it's a Gundam. Pretty normal backpack. Just a backpack with two thrusters coming off the bottom of it. Then we get to the armaments. And the armaments on... Now, I do like the armaments on the Sandrock, admittedly. Like, I make fun of it for not really having, like, a super specialized role. But... I think the Chotels are cool as hell. I mean, they're heat Chotels. That's rad. Look, I'm a curved sword user in Dark Souls. I like curved swords, so I like these. And it's got two of them. Frequently, when you see it killing things, it is usually doing a cross-shaped slash, like, you know, a big X slash across, like, a Leo or something. Or... slamming them both down and cutting two Leos in half. I think they use that frame a couple of times throughout. This is Wing. You get a lot of reused animation.
Sure.
But that's, you know, your typical. And then, of course, the other function of the Chotels is you can actually attach them. It can attach them to the shield. And that allows it to pincer grab, you know, an opponent. And it is called the Cross Crusher. Guess what it does?
It feels a little unnecessary. There aren't a lot of, like, you know, we see it used, but we haven't... If... We don't really see situations in the show where the Heat Chotels are shown to not be able to cut through something, but the Cross Crusher could. That doesn't really happen ever.
Yeah, it feels just like a gimmick to have the gimmick. It doesn't really... The thing about Wing, right? And a lot of Wing's gun types were... You know, we've talked about this in prior episodes. They were designed similarly to how G Gundam stuff was, where it had a very national theming. And especially with Okawara coming off of G Gundam, I feel like some of the gimmicks exist almost like in a weird... The Shenlong's a good example of how it feels a little weird compared to the others. You know, it having a stretchy arm that looks like a dragon that blows fire. Mm-hmm. The Cross Crusher also feels a little like, you know, just a little silly.
Gimmicky.
It's very gimmicky, yeah.
It also has the shield has like little flashers that can basically flashbang you.
Yeah.
again, not a feature that the show really puts to good use.
Yeah. And then you've got, like I mentioned, Head Vulcans. They're Head Vulcans. There's not much to say about Head Vulcans. It does have a beam machine gun that is normally only given to the upgrade, which of course we're going to talk about the Sandrock Hive, because, mm-hmm. you know, especially with the heavy arms and the Sandrock, they both don't have a lot of differences. The Katoki version of it is given this by default, and I can't see why the normal one couldn't either. But basically a little beam Uzi, because one of the things that people bring up a lot, especially people who only really like look at the TV stuff for Wing, is Sandrock doesn't have any ranged weapons other than the Vulcans and like the one-shot missiles in each color.
Or throwing
the Chotels, right, yes. As many SRW game has decided... We desperately need to give this thing a ranged attack. What can we do? Have it throw the Chotels, which I think it does that in the anime at one point, but
oh,
still.
Yeah. It totally does that in the anime. Yeah. It's also
it is
stupid
funny.
In the anime.
yeah, that's the thing, right? Like all the Wing Gundams, it is equipped with a self-destruct system. It's just in case. That way no one can catch it.
His is different, right?
Well.
Because... the other ones just blow up, but his the door opens and it basically the Sandrock.
It's the only one that lets the pilot get away. The only fucking instructor H being the only one to be like, hey, maybe I shouldn't let my soldier die. I think he can get out of it. And everyone else just being like, why would we do that? They screwed up. Let them die.
Showing weakness, being soft on your pilot like that.
God, but yeah, And then, while we're talking about the TV versions, I think the best order to do this, because we could talk about the EW version, but it has such more, like, so many more changes. And then when we start talking about the Sandrock High, it's going to be like, oh, okay, now revert back to the other one in your head. So
right, so we'll do TV regular, TV Sandrock High, Gloria Losers, and then Endless Waltz, and we'll do a spoiler.
We'll do the Endless Waltz one at the end, yeah. We'll do a little warning and all that. Okay, so... I call it the Sandrock Kai. More modern things also tend to use Sandrock Custom. I have extensively gone over why I do this. It's just the brain thing. Custom exists as a katakana word that they can use. Whenever I see Kai, my brain doesn't want to translate it as custom because we already have, like, custom. So I'll probably be calling it Kai, but the wiki has it as custom. If you're looking for a model kit of it, the P-Bandai one, it also uses custom. So, we go to the Sandrock custom. Alright, so the main thing with the Sandrock custom, Sandrock Kai, is it is meant to be better capable of space combat, because as we see with the original Sandrock, it is limited in what it can do in space. Basically just use it to maneuver forward and tackle, but like it's shown that it doesn't really have like it doesn't really have like ways to like rotate easily and all that. Like,
yeah, it doesn't
it's
have,
relying
it doesn't
solely
have the vertier
on
setup for this.
Yeah, it's relying basically solely on just doing like AMBAC movement and stuff like that, which makes it a little bit ineffective compared to like, you know, even like a Leo space type, which has a fancy set of like backpack verniers that allows it to like rotate on a dime very quickly. So, the Sandrock, when it gets its upgrade, much like the heavy arms, it is mostly just a refit for space. The primary differences you get, the one major notable one is the backpack gets very tall. You get like a whole array of thrusters going down the middle of the backpack. Besides that, you get an extra vernier on the rear skirt, just a single extra vernier. The shoulders, you get, so the shoulders on the normal version are hollow within, like, you know, they're just armor, and like, you know, they extend outward, but if you go, like, beyond the shoulder, it's just hollow under there, it's just hanging armor. The Sandrock Custom, Sandrock High, and it adds, like, little verniers on the sides there, so that's pretty cool. And then the other main thing is it changes the design of the rear leg verniers to be bigger. They are more square, and they get, like, a little, you know, cut in the middle, so it's actually, like, four of them. Besides that, you get what I mentioned with the beam machine gun, and that's pretty much it. You know, you're adding more verniers to it to make it space capable. I can appreciate that.
I mean, it did temporarily have the zero system installed.
Oh yeah, it did have the zero system at one point. Doesn't keep it.
Nope.
But it did. Yeah. Video games love making that be like a little thing you can just do. As someone who played Gundam Extreme Versus Full Boost in the awful, terrible days of the later DLC when they added the Sandrock and it was an absolute monster. well, see, don't worry. The thing was, they added all this DLC and it was like a little bit before Evo. This was in 2014. And I knew I was going, and so me and my partner for that, we were just like, you know, we could train on the normal things, but we already know the DLC is busted, so may as well just do a full armor, you can bleep me out here, full armor team and Gundam Sandrock team, and it was, it's extremely dumb. Game got bad, game was good, and then they screwed the balance pretty hard at the end with DLC. I'm very glad that Maxi Boost is still pretty well balanced and you can play it and you can just choose things and not feel like, oh, you know, it just sucks going against this mobile suit that everyone bought that I feel obligated to buy now. But anyway, yeah, so it did have a temporary zero system. And then, but yeah, besides that, nothing else really.
Yeah, it is. It is probably the most boring upgrade in the series.
Yeah, like it's, you know, about on par, I think, with like we talked about it with the heavy arms episode, I believe, right? Like the heavy arms, you just get a lot more thrusters, right? You just get more, basically,
well,
more
a second minigun.
Oh yeah, and a second minigun for him. I guess that is a better improvement. Yeah, I guess it beats the Sandrock in that regard. But you know, it's basically just a slightly up-detailed version, not even like massively, just a slightly up-detailed version of the Sandrock. And I mean, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just between the Wing and Wing Zero, the problem is you get three Gundams that get very significant upgrades, and then you get two of them that just kind of get these little, you know, minor additions.
And I mean, it's even like, okay, if I saw someone who had a model of the heavy arms and the heavy arms custom, I would give them a funny look, but it'd be all right, right?
Yeah.
If I saw someone who had a Gundam Sandrock kit and a Gundam Sandrock custom, I would call Child Protective Services.
here,
that's
actually,
a crazy
I'm show
person.
You because Schizophonic, who is a model reviewer who I regularly use to look at models now, just because a lot of my other sites have stopped, or like you have Daolong, who is a good modeler, or at least good at picking up everything and showing off pictures and everything, but he doesn't get P-Bandai stuff. This guy does. And you can see, though, when you look at the front, like, one, if I asked you which one was the Sandrock High, you probably wouldn't be able to tell me which one.
I'm going to guess the one on the left.
Yes. Yes, the one on the left. How do
If you squint at the head, you can see a little bit of a shadow of black, which I assume is a little bit of the backpack.
The backpack, yep. I just noticed that, too. It's a direct frontal shot, so you can't even see, like, the shoulder differences. But, like, you can see, though, this is a very, very minor set of changes even on the model kit. Hell, the model kit flattens it even more because the model kit already gave a more detailed thruster to the back of the legs on the base Sandrock. So on the they didn't actually change it on the upgrade.
Yeah, this is...
It's very funny. Basically, you're buying the P-Bandai one if you decide, I really want that little Uzi, which, honestly, it's not the most exciting weapon.
But as far as beam weapons, it's fairly unique, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's you usually don't get beam weapons designed to look like specific real-life weapons. That usually is only reserved for, like, you know, solid weapons. Whereas this looks like a pretty normal SMG, actually. All right, so here's where we're going to get a little bit more exciting, because we're going to talk about the EW versions.
Well, we have our personal rule around here. For our own sanity, we call them the Glory of Losers versions, right?
That's right, right, right. About. Look, it's been a while. The Glory of Losers Sandrock. Okay, so. The Glory of Losers Sandrock, you get a very different color scheme, first of all. I like it because it feels like it matches the environment more. The Sandrock meant to be used in a desert environment. When you shift to, like, this more stone and gray, I just, you know, still not really, like, going for, like, a tan and brown and, you know, all that. But I feel like this kind of matches more, like, the idea of it. You do lose the bird motif with the shoulders a little bit. Like, it doesn't have the talons extending anymore, but I love this new weird, extra feathery almost looking. It looks like more like feather segments happening on the shoulders.
I feel like segmented, like, scales almost to me.
Yeah, they're really cool. The head crest the head itself is a little bit more ornamented. Like, you've got, like, little cheek... vents around the face, and then around that is the actual head structure. You've got a bright yellow crest on the top of the already ornate crest. You get lots of nice little yellow details breaking up the color everywhere, actually, in a way I like on the shoulders and such. And like on the ankle guards. The legs are where it's still like, oh, there's vents and stuff, which is a little odd. I mean, I guess if they're blowing outward in the desert, fine. But I really like on the ankle armor that added yellow. It just makes the legs on a lot of these Gundam Wing Gundams are very boring because they're just white all the way through up until the foot. Foot, I said.
Or sometimes all the way up to the shoes, I guess.
Foot. But there's not a lot, you know. And otherwise, I enjoy a lot of the changes. It gets rid of the little green dot on the chest, which honestly, like I said, I already felt that was a little weird anyway.
But with it gone, this chest almost looks like Mark II-ish.
Yeah, it's a very streamlined, like, this chest looks very fancy, actually. I do like the design of it still. You still got the red cockpit hatch going on. You get the two-tone on the arms, but in a different way. Like, instead of the upper arm being white and the lower arm just being black, you got the upper arm white. Most of the lower arm is white, but then you get these little gray wrists going on. Now, one of the most notable changes that you will probably notice if you're looking up this design is the Chotels are fucking huge.
They are massive now.
In comparison to the old one. It wears them in a different way. They are pointed back, swept back, almost, you know, wing-like in design.
Yeah, there's no way you could do the Cross Crusher with this setup.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's not true, huh?
The model kit shows that it can. Because it does still have... a similar shield.
Oh, jeez, look at that thing. That's bigger than the mobile suit. You'd miss.
Yep. Does still have a similar shield. It does... It actually still has the snake motif, is the thing, right? Like, even though it looks a bit more like a standard Gundam shield, if you look at the sides, you still get those, like, red eyes. You still get those shining through. You've still got, like, the snake cobra fangs happening. I actually really like the way that the EW looks with that. believe, if I remember right, the actual EW kit, also I will note, because I didn't mention, I like the gray on the art. It does darken the gray on the chest and stuff, so it goes back to being kind of like that black, the real deep navy slash black. So if you buy the model kit, that's what you will more, you will see it more like that, which is fine. So I really like though this design a lot. And like I said, it gets rid of the double V-fin also, just to note that. It just has the single V-fin.
Backpack has some more verniers going on right from the start, which is nice.
Yep. And then besides that, the other major thing is, as I mentioned, this one actually gets shown with the beam machine gun, the Uzi earlier. It also has a beam rifle used in the manga at one point, in Glory of the Losers. Which is, it's a neat looking rifle. Apparently the cartridges are like the same design as the ones used by the Buster rifle. I'm assuming it doesn't just spend the entire fucking cartridge in a single shot like the Wing Gundam does. But you know, it's a very standard Gundam kind of beam rifle. It's all right looking.
It's a sensible inclusion for any mobile suit.
You get the real fun edition from Glory of the Losers, which, much like, look, I made fun of the whole defense setup. However, then we have our good friend, the Sandrock Armadillo.
Mm-hmm.
I love this thing. It is using, I believe those are, like, based on the Magmanax shields, the ones that are on the sides there. And it's basically just got this giant cloak of shields. It's great. It's just these giant shoulder pieces that are connected on. You've got physical armor over the front covering all the way down to like the knees. You've got these two large shoulder mounted shields. It does have additional thrusters, so it doesn't lose too much performance for all this extra weight. It's just a big armored jerk. Love it. Just We've decided to add armor to our, you know, invincible Gundam. This is normal.
The moment you rest on your laurels is the moment they figure out a way to punch through the armor. You gotta just keep up in the ante.
Yep. The shoulders on the Armadillo can also be equipped with like little beams. Almost kind of, it reminds me of the Leo, how it has the little beams that pop up on the shoulder. Hold on. Let me share the image so Six can see what I'm talking about. You can see them at the top.
Here.
Yeah, it's just, they just fold down into that, which is pretty cool.
It can also mount some missile pods.
Yep, it can mount a whole fucking huge rack of missiles, too. Which presumably it would just fire and throw away. Because that is a big missile pod there.
It's very large for a suit that has been noted for having no real ranged options. I guess they felt like addressing that,
which is fine. That's fine. I think the Armadillo though is a solid one of the weird little mid season upgrades that you have in Glory of the Losers. But then of course, I was thinking of like the horns blowing. I don't know why that's not even how we signal spoiler warnings. But now we're gonna talk about the Sandrock Custom EW version. Now to be fair, there's not a lot to add really. Because the EW Sandrock versus the EW Sandrock Kai, you don't actually change quite as much as you would think. The shoulders have different vernier designs. Instead of having just the yellow decorations, like those little squares, you get these actual like vernier openings, which is cool. The color scheme is actually simplified, and I feel a little bad for all these OVA designs, because I feel like these OVA designs, because they were made for an OVA, actually suffer where, like, in detail compared to the versions that are in Glory of the Losers.
Totally.
Because, absolutely. Like, you look at the skirt, and it's pretty similar in design, but it's just not as lionsy. I'm pretty sure, though, if we look at, like, the model of these, because these all got, you know... They didn't do P-Bandai's of all the unupgraded Glory of the Losers ones. They did for all the upgraded ones, you know, the ones that were actually in animation, so that's gotta make Wing fans mad. Let's see. I will pull up an image of the Sandrock from Schizophonic's website. If you wish to find any model images, he doesn't have everything, but he has a lot, and so it's always helpful. Sure that the Sandrock Kai EW, though, model kit is going to be using a lot of the same details as the normal one. Like, you know, having the actual, like, lines on the skirt. Mm-hmm. It's just, you can see even on the model kit, though, like, when you compare them, you can see all the areas that should, like, that would probably be a different color if this wasn't just something made for an OVA, though. Mm-hmm. You know? The skirts are probably the things that suffer the most with that. But yeah. Oh, and then the chest just being one big purple block. I don't dislike the colors that are used on this, mind you. No. I will say that. It's just, it sucks that it kind of loses out in a lot of the detailing. I think that, like, if they went with, like, maybe purple around the skirts, maybe did a little bit more chest separation of the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, like, the ankle armor, just to break it up a bit. I think it would be pretty good. It's just, unfortunately, it's not. So it suffers a little bit in that department. The main other thing that the Sandrock gets in this form is, instead of an armadillo pack where you would have a large, you know, set of armor, you get something very similar. You get two large shoulder armor with a little bit of chest covering, and then it has a giant cloak over it, which is cool as hell. That single-handedly makes the design really worth it to me. With the EW version, because that is such a cool looking cloak. Look, I like the big shields on the normal one. People who know me know I like really weird, like, setups for shields like that. But the cloak is really cool, is the thing.
I'm not a big fan of the cloak, but it's okay.
You don't like the cloak?
I tend not to like cloth on mobile suits.
Fair enough. I like how big this one is. Compared to, like, something like the crossbow.
I do like how not streamlined it looks, right? Like, it is very much like it is a person running to the gas station while it's raining and, like, huddling in their way too big coat. It just, that vibe is very good.
Look, it's good, in my opinion.
I think for what it is, it's great. It's just I don't tend to like that sort of thing.
That's fair. I won't complain too much. But yeah, and that's pretty much the main thing it adds, really, because other than that, it's just a recolor of the other one, and it doesn't get, like, the armadillo pack. In the manga, it also uses the same beam rifle. It's just like the Sandrock having a beam rifle, which is nice because it kind of needed it. Because, like, the thing with the Uzi was. A beam Uzi sounds like it should be cool. You have to remember, though, we're not working within the space of UC. Beams don't mean shit if they're little. You know, a beam machine gun, like, when you start getting those in, like, late UC, you watch it tear through a battleship like butter. A little beam Uzi in...
After Colony, like, you could tickle someone so fast.
Yeah, but it's not really going to, like, you know... Well, okay, it will, if it needs to, it will cut down on a whole army of Leos. But if you have someone in a main character suit showing up, the beam Uzi is not going to destroy, like, the Tullys or something.
Sure, but that's what the Shotels are for.
That's fair. Still, it's usually portrayed as a little dinky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
we do have one more variant.
Oh no, I don't know which one this is going to be, actually.
So we're going to talk, this is going to be real fast. This is from the new Mobile Report Gundam Wing side story TL's Impulse.
Oh god.
This is the Gundam Sand Leon. So, okay. you got the heat shotels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, look at this. Look at this mobile suit with these big old blades that heat up. And a brilliant, brilliant man over at the Rumfeller Foundation was like, what if instead they just got really cold?
Yeah, yeah. Not just cold. Absolute zero, because we were talking Gundam Wing bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Which of course
means that anytime
zero.
They touch anything, it instantly shatters. This is unbelievably stupid. This sucks so bad. The colors are great. The concept
this
is
actually
trash.
It actually has the colors that you would figure the Sandrock should have.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, no, the actual, like, the problem is Tails Impulse, is this a comic bomb thing? Probably. The thing with a lot of these 90s things is you don't get side, you get side stories in really weird ways, with really weird comics. If we ever talk about, like, some of the Gundam X Gundams, there are some real weird variants of them from, like, Comic Bonbon. They're not, like, normal MSVs, right, where you get, like, your normal designers. Mm-hmm. These are just, like, people working for the magazine making their own versions, and they may or may not be mecha designers. Or in the case of this one, you know, like, a modeler doing a custom model that needs to resemble the original. You know, it's... TL's Impulse is weird.
But then we get the Sandleon Custom.
Oh no, is that a thing? Oh, yeah, it is.
They just keep going. So they...
This looks like it's wearing parts of, the thing from, G-Unit, is what it looks like.
It literally is.
Oh, I'm looking at the thing
it
now.
It literally is.
Yeah, it's just the Sandrock wearing the Asclepius parts. Cool, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Asclepius got destroyed, and so they just strapped some of its shoulder armor onto this thing and said, it's a custom now, and they painted him. This fucking sucks, man.
Don't worry, it still has its high cold chotels. Stupid thing.
Yeah, this is garbage. It's trash.
Like, the colors aren't bad. It's actually... Okay, if I wasn't seeing this as a separate design... If it didn't have the stupid Absolute Zero thing... Which, okay, some people are probably gonna like that. I get it. But, to me, like... This is like... If I saw this as, like, a custom model someone made, I'd be like, cool. But thinking about it in the relation of a story... Eh. If it was a build thing, I'd probably think it was rad.
Sure, but I mean, if it was a build thing, the you know, build is all about, like, some very silly designs that are over the top and don't necessarily make sense in the logic of Gundam.
This is not. But... This is just not.
Yeah, this is...
This is like, yeah, we wrote a wing side story. Time for the Sandrock that freezes things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep, it sucks.
Well, Sandrock, not a bad design, just not the most exciting.
I it's all right. I like Gundam Wings, so I have affection for all of these designs, but I'm sorry to my best friend Jen, who loves the Sandrock. It is, in my opinion, the weakest of the Gundams.
It's not my favorite. I don't dislike it. The thing is, like, if I saw it on sale somewhere and I was really itching for, like, something to build, I would love the Master Grade version of the Sandrock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks cool, but, you know, it's just not my favorite of those designs. Shenlong is also not really my favorite either. I don't know which one I dislike more.
The Ultron, though, is good.
See, the problem is the Ultron has a really cool scorpion tail and I love it,
and also the colors are really good. The Ultron's just a great design.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about today. Sorry to
distract. Anyway, sorry. Small divergence, but yeah.
Dylan,
anyway,
where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on twitter.com @lowpolyrobot. I haven't really been posting about anything specific. I ended up on a whim playing through all of, like, the Ghost in the Shell game in the night. Which that was fun. But yeah, or most of it. But yeah, I just, you know, I post on Twitter. I post robots. If you like robots, and if you're here, you probably do. You can follow me.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah.
If you want to find me, I'm on Twitter @SixDetmar, SIXDETTMAR, and you can find my work at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia. And friends and folks, Until next time, Sandrock, you're telling me to get off.
Oh, no, no! I have the melted Catra now in my head. I hate this. No! I hate him. Why do they use that shot so many times?
So many times.
Someone loved it. Someone loved it.